From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says a new U.S.-Cuban committee will begin talks next month on the full normalization of bilateral ties, building on Friday's historic ceremony in which the American flag was raised above the U.S. Embassy in Havana for the first time in more than 54 years. At a joint news conference in Havana with Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, Mr. Kerry spoke about what comes next.
So it's our hope that over the next days, we will be able to lay out a roadmap whereby steps are taken and make it possible for us to move to the next level.
Mr. Kerry said the path forward to fully normal relations will depend on lifting the trade embargo with Cuba. Some U.S. lawmakers oppose normalized relations with Havana. Talks to end South Sudan's conflict appeared in jeopardy Friday as President Salva Kiir canceled a planned trip to the site of the talks in Ethiopia and the government recalled its negotiating team. Officials want to determine whether there is a split in the rebel camp. Two rebel generals announced this week that they are no longer allied with the rebel leader Riek Machar and are setting up their own movement. South Sudan's civil war erupted in December of 2013, a few months after President Kiir fired Machar as vice president. Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it is ready to pursue claims that Islamic State fighters used mustard gas against Kurdish forces in northern Iraq. Militants are accused of using the chemical earlier this week in the town of Makmur, not far from Erbil, gas known as a chemical agent banned by international agreements. This is VOA News.